Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
I'm a person.
Person? Okay. Would you say your name again and your agency number for the record, sir?
Demonstration 2807.
Mr. Bertram, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, that you were notified of this hearing back on, give me one second here, my papers are sticking together, back on May 15th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing at this time. And they are all the way to my left. Your right would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. On the other side of myself would be the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse. On the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse would be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair this morning. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now. That is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Burton and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on December 26, 2017. As directed on December 21st, 2017, you were actually awarding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
I didn't go to the place. Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Okay, sir. Therefore, at this time, I'm going to offer a motion, and it is to find that Mr. Redman violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and he was delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Cornwallis. At this time, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two is very important because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to continue you on community supervision or whether to revoke your community supervision. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet right now. We're going to get some background information from the Department of Corrections. Then we're going to come back and talk with you before we make a decision. The Honorable Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Arjun was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on July 5th, 2017. He was arrested April 21st, 2018 by Mesa PD for felony charges. He was back in DOC custody April 21st, 2018 with adjusted CSC of August 26th, 2018, which reflects 116 expungements. Conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years, prior convictions, 2006, involving dangerous transportation, 1.5 years, 2010, marijuana violation, 1 year, 2012, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years, 2012, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score, 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007. Transition release of body, 122 days. HDRCD while in custody. 2010, TRS release completion, 5 months. It's disciplinary violation of order. Other arrest. 2002, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. numerous other arrests that are drug-related, however, charges were either filed or not filed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G4B4.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Bacon, we're back to you, sir. We want to talk with you a few moments. We'll take some information from the case supervision summary, and then after that, then you can ask a few questions, and then we'll listen to you, sir. Based on information that we have, and initially when you were released, you were to go to changes in Mesa, and then you were discharged from the changes, because you did not comply with the rules according to what we have. Then you were approved to go to an address there in Apache Junction, and then eventually ended up, I believe, should have ended up at the Maricopa Reentry Center. But how long were you at the Maricopa Reentry Center, sir?
How long was I out there?
Yes, sir. How long did you reside there, sir?
I didn't go to the reentry center, sir.
And why didn't you, sir?
That's
why. Why didn't you go there, sir?
For family reasons.
Okay, so why didn't you? So why did you go? Because it seemed that you were stranded for 116 days. So where did you go since you didn't go to?
I didn't go anywhere. I stayed in my same job. I had to hurt my back. I hurt my back and I was off for like 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks, I started back there part-time. I didn't go anywhere. I stayed in my same job. I moved to this place that I told my parole officer where I was living. So I didn't go anywhere. When she called out there, my boss had told her that I hadn't been at work in a week because I hurt my back.
No. So where were you staying? We recognize the fact that you had employment, but where were you residing, sir, at that time, sir? You said you were staying in the same place. So where were you residing, sir?
I lived in the trailer right behind my work.
Oh, okay. So you stayed there right behind your work. And your work was there, what, at that tie store, sir? Is that where you were working, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did your parole officer know that you were residing, that you were staying in the back of the tie store, sir?
That's what I told her. I told her that when she let me go from the halfway house to the tire store and a motorhome, and then when the place behind the tire store, the trailer got repaired, that's where I moved to, but I had told her that I was moving in and she gave me permission. So I moved out of the tire store lot into the mobile home or the trailer behind the lot. But I had her approval and that's where I was at. I'd seen my disc in my back and I couldn't get out of bed for like a week, 2 weeks.
Okay.
I went to the hospital.
Let me get you to hold on one moment, sir. We're going to take some information from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Westby, sir.
Yes, I'm reviewing the criminal notes from Officer Godinez, and she has on her December 20th that she had called Fred Manzano, who was the supervisor, and he stated that the family was there, she was aware that he was at the tire store, and that he would notify the offender to call Officer Godinez. He stated he was using the ITA program. Then she filled the report and she called up the supervisor. This is on January 9th, 2018. In contact with Fred Gonzalo, the Fender supervisor in residence. He has not seen the Fender in a week. The Fender had not been working. He had not stayed in the residence. He did not go to work where Fender's were about it. So she was aware that he was in that trailer. It's just that she was informed that he was not there by the supervisor at the residence.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for sharing that information with us and for clarifying that issue, Mr. Westby. Now, how long were you employed out there, sir, at the tire store? How long were you employed out there, sir?
I've been employed there since 2001.
Okay.
In and out,
okay, sir. And when you're released, when you're released now, later, do you plan to go back to that same employment, or do you have some other plans, sir?
Out
right now, you're going to be, if we don't let you out now, you're going to be out in August at any rate, Jeff. Well, you do need to start making some plans either way, sir. Now, I do take note that, as Mr. Westby indicated, and we do show this on the case summary, supervision summary, that you did use some methamphetamine and some amphetamine. Do you have a problem with drugs, or are you... Has that been a habit? And it seems to me that that's been something that's been on you for a long time. So, have you done anything to address? Have you done anything to address that drug issue, sir?
I've been to Marietta and in a lot of places. That is something I can say about that. I have issues like that. I wish I didn't, but. It's not easy to, this is not easy to, if you're an addict, it's not easy to just not do it. It's not completely done, but if you're not an addict, you don't know what it's like.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I think that's one reason that the, your parole officer wanted you to go to, MRC because she felt that that might have been something that would have helped you to start working on that habit, because I recognize the fact that it's not easy to get off of a habit, but you're going to have to find a way, and that's something that you're going to have to make up your own mind to do, and once you do, then I believe that you can get rid of it, and then you will not be seen in orange again. But at this time, I'm going to give it to some other board members to see if they might have some questions for you, sir. Questions, board members? Honorable Mr. Johnson?
Sir, you made a statement that it's hard, but are you going to make a determination to, at some point, that you have the will to want to get off the drugs, sir?
I have the will. This is my brother did that. I need to get a will from, that's why I want to do something else, because I just know so many people in my neighborhood. I have so many friends, you know, and I don't know a single person that doesn't do drugs.
Okay, so are you enrolling in any programs there since you've been at DLC?
I've been in programs, yeah.
Okay, are you still?
I've been in programs, all that. It's just a, I need to make a big move in my life and get away from my neighborhood where I do that. I need to go somewhere where I don't know nobody.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any further questions by board members? I don't see any further questions at this time by Honorable Board members. So we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision? Anything else, sir?
I'm pretty much okay,
sir. Well, thank you so very much, sir. This time the board is going to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but that you remain on the phone, because we do operate under the open meeting law in the state of Arizona, and you can hear everything that the board members will be discussing about your case at this time. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation, Mr. Bergman. He recognizes the fact that he has a problem. He's going to have to find a way within his own mind to rid himself of that drug situation. Because I think that if we look at all of the charges that in the past, with the exception of one, and even that one might have been drug-related, but they all were drug-related. And he's going to have to make up his mind. He really needs to put a program together. And as he said, I think he has a good point. But he's going to have to do that himself. He said that he needs to leave that area where he's been staying Where he won't be around people that he's known and won't be around people like using drugs, because as he said, everybody around him that he knows is using drugs. That's what he's to move forward. He's just going to have to get out of that environment. Therefore, I think it would be best if we just remain in, put together that plan, and when we get out, leave that environment, go to another environment, and hopefully stay off of drugs. But that's just one board member's opinion. Therefore, now I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is to find that based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-00168, as well as information, testimony provided by the Department of Corrections and Mr. Baker himself, to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, in the nature he did use methamphetamine, as well as he absconded for 116 days. Therefore, my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on August the 26th of this year. So you won't have to report to a parole officer. You won't have to. Therefore, you're going to be on your own. Please put together a plan, sir, so that you will not return back to Orange and that you can be successful and rid yourself of drugs. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. And if you could put the CO3 back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.